gets so damn frustrated. It's unbelievable what we saw. Jay Cutler, last time I checked, he's got two arms. He's got eyes that he can see. And he's got two legs. How about a bootleg? How about a sprint out? How about move that pocket in four quarters? Especially in the second half when they're sacking him left and right. Move the pocket. It's common sense. What tells you to do that? And you got an offensive coordinator sitting there and our offensive coaches and nobody can figure that out. I'm sitting in the WGN studios and I can figure it out.
There he is.
Love that show.
OB, Chicago Bears legend Ed Obradovich, who's now a WGN legend. He hosts that show with that Hampton and that Gaz and all those guys after the Bears games on Sundays. And OB, I cannot get over it. You know, there was that one moment in the first half, actually, where he took your advice. He actually scrambled, and it looked like a design play where it was it appeared to be a quarterback draw. But other than that, you're right. He stood there and then went. And can I just ask this question? Kevin White, who has not played in, you know, 16 successive regular season games, he gets his first start after never playing before. He was a rookie last year, out the whole season with an injury. He misses an assignment. He doesn't break out. It was a down and out, as we used to call it, in the schoolyard. And he misses the. He just posted and he stood there. And he doesn't move, and Jay Cutler threw it to where he thought it was going to be, gets an interception. Then, standing on the field, Jay Cutler points at the place where the ball was intercepted and goes, "You were supposed to be there. That's not what you're supposed to do, OB. That's not what you're supposed to do."
That's a revelation. The game is called football, isn't it? Well, anyways, good afternoon, Rowan, Anna, and good to be on your show.
Thank you.
I got to tell you what. Just bear with me on this, okay?
All right,
okay.
Take it away.
They went to training camp, and, I mean, I was really looking forward. I mean, I was touting the Bears big time to everybody. And I really gave them kind of a pretty damn good chance to really get the job done this year. They go to training camp. They do basically nothing in training camp. And to go a little forward and fast, we play four exhibition games. We do nothing in the exhibition games. We go to the first league game, and what do we basically do? Nothing. That's the long and the short of it. We went to training camp. We didn't hit. We didn't do anything. Veterans Day off. This guy's days off. Grandmother Day off. It's one thing after another. And then going back to the first exhibition game, I mean, what did you expect to happen? They didn't do a damn thing. Now,
yeah.
Here.
Go ahead.
Number two draft choice.
Yep.
From Kent. Okay. He played in a total of four exhibition games, I want to say, which came to a total, the four games, Ro, came to a total of about a game and a half to two games. Because they had him starting, going in there at left guard, and playing, and then when they take the first team out, he comes out. That's something that never should have happened. He's a rookie. He's got to be in there playing against people that he's really never played against before. I'm talking bigger professional people, and they didn't do it. Comes the last game, the last exhibition game, he doesn't even play. Okay? He's a rookie. He doesn't play. He played, again, not to talk in circles, but about a game and a half and two games. Now, they all of a sudden going to make him the starting center. He's been playing left guard. He took 10, I repeat, 10 snaps at playing center in the exhibition season. He starts. Now, we have Larson there who's on the team. He's a veteran. He plays guard and he plays center. For the life of me, I don't know why, neither does Dan Hampton, why they didn't start him. Why they started Whitehair and put him in there in the first game, I have no idea whatsoever. And it blows up on him. Well, some say he's better than Larson. Larson's a veteran. He's played in this league. This kid has not.
Well, it cost him. You know, the game turned. Oh, B. The game turned on the fourth and inches. The quarterback sneak. Everybody knew it was coming. Stevie Wonder saw it coming. And yet, it was a bad snap. Falls on the ball, doesn't make it. They had the line surge. They could have done it. But again,
offensively, when your quarterback comes into camp, first thing he do, they get together with the center, and you know what? The number one thing they work on is the snap.
Timing.
That's it. That's
timing.
Number one. That's the first thing every team does. That is absolutely. That's automatic. When he snapped the ball, he must have got it, I don't know, about 6 inches off the ground and let it go. And, you get so frustrated. It is beyond belief to me why they didn't start Larson, why they started this kid, because was he susceptible to making a mistake? Yes, he was, and he did at a critical time, and it cost us big time.
The most critical time! Oh, now, all right. Now, hold on a second. But that doesn't explain. But you see, OB, this is what this doesn't explain. And then I'm going to sit down and I'm going to let Anna and Kevin try to calm you and me down. But here's the thing.
I don't know if that's possible.
They come out in the second half, and it was like a high school team in the second half.
Well, didn't seem to adjust, right?
Mount Carmel Caravan could have beaten them in the second half.
Bro, let me tell you something. They came out, Romeo Crummell, who's been head coach at a couple teams, he's the defensive coordinator. They made adjustments at halftime. And I'm going to tell you, for the third and fourth quarters, it was a jailbreak. How the hell Cutler stood up, I have absolutely no idea why he didn't even get killed. In the second half, you want to know how they started out? Second half, interception, punt, 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 punt. Punt, and out, and downs.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Not good.
No. Well said.
But wait. If I'm not mistaken, Houston's punter didn't get on the field until the end of the third quarter.
Sometimes this gets so bad you got to laugh. But I'm going to tell you, there's some good things.
Right.
And defensively. I'm going to tell you, Freeman and Trevathan, those two guys in a 3-4, they're the two new inside backers. My God, did they fill the gap and did a hell of a job. Freeman had 17 tackles. Trevathan had 11. They stepped up when it was a run. They stepped up into the gaps. They had great pursuit. We had good, our defensive ends, when they blitzed, they came on the outside. Our outside linebackers, there was good outside pressure. The only place we didn't have the pressure, which is really important, is up the middle. You got to cave that pocket in so the quarterback doesn't step up, but we can work on that. And the number one thing I saw, what they were doing at the snap of the ball, I'm talking about the guys that play inside on the defensive line, move, they stood straight up in the air. You can't beat anybody doing that. So that's something that can be corrected. And I'm going to tell you, our linebackers played great. I like what I saw with all of our defensive backs. I really did. So I think defensively, we're there. And I think we can hopefully really play with anybody. Mm-hmm. But boy, offensively, when you have an offensive coordinator that when somebody else, when they make adjustments, getting back to the offense, they came out the second half. My God, it was a massive jailbreak. And we did nothing. We didn't go to plan B, C, or whatever you want to call it. We stayed and we made no adjustments. Now, when they came out in the third quarter and made those defensive adjustments and we didn't adjust, that's an automatic. There's a set of things. When they counter with that, then you counter offensively. We didn't. We played status quo and we got our brains beat in. And I'm going to tell you one thing. If this continues, Cutler will go down. And if he goes down, forget about it. They'll never win another game this year.
Jay Cutler was saying that we are going to get better. You know, don't worry. Kyle Long saying the same thing. We didn't find a rhythm. We're going to find it. This team could be great. Adjustments like you just described, they're fixable, right? I mean, do you still look at this team and say, hey, this is the first game and this could get a lot better?
Or absolutely. Not, you know, I mean, again, it's new guys playing in the positions, but they're pros. Those guys are veterans. The only rookie was Whitehair. But, I mean, that's going to happen. What I worry about is our coaches. And I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hampton and I are looking at each other. What the hell are they thinking about? Come on, make a move. You're getting killed here. You're getting Cutler killed, and they did nothing. That has to change. That has to change. And if it doesn't, it's going to be a long, long year, folks.
Hey, OB, this is Kevin. Great to talk to you this season. I want to get your thoughts on Leonard Floyd, your top draft pick this year. Had his first career sack. What did you see from him yesterday?
I liked what I saw. And he's going to get better. My God, does he have the quickness. And, boy, he's got some terrific moves. He's got the ability to jump all over that tackle right from the snap of the ball, and that is huge. If you have somebody like that on the outside that can jump on that tackle right away on his outside and dip his shoulder and come around, we got a winner, and I think we've got a winner with him. But what you have to do, again, Kevin, when you look at football, you say, well, guys, yeah, we got good passers from the outside. All great pass-rushing teams. The push comes from the middle, Kevin. Mm-hmm. It always has, and it always will. That four, the quarterback cannot step up. He stands back there, and you nail him. So that's the key. We get that push up the middle, which I think we have the people to do it. And I like Floyd. Again, not to talk in circles or overdo it here.
Yeah, no, but I'm with you on Leonard Floyd. He's got his ability to make that turn, get around the corner, and then seek. Because that's the toughest thing for an outside lineman now in the NFL, not the NHL. We don't worry about them in the NFL. is they get chip blocked and they miss the guy if a quarterback steps up. I mean, it's easy to miss. And Leonard Floyd seems to have the speed and patience to be able to time himself. There's a lot of hurries with him, and he's coming blindside. So I mean, there's a lot there that I think is. Upon which to grow. I am with you on that. I am incredibly unhappy with the secondary play. I thought that the DBs were well, and they had this kid who was the fifth, either Fuller, the fifth. What is he a king? What is? I've never heard of a guy being the fifth generation in American football. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. But I thought, you know, how was Fuller the third? Was he good? Fuller the fifth this kid's a rookie, right? And he lit him up a number of times. Mm-hmm. They just don't seem, you know, and I know being a DB is very, very tough, right? It's like Ginger Rogers, you got to do everything going backwards. But it is still, it's a deficiency, I think, that the Bears are going to get exploited on for the whole season if they've got a guy that, if they don't get that pass rush completely fixed.
Right. But I think with our front seven, I really do. I really like what I saw. I think we can do some damage, and I think it's a defense that we can get us into the playoffs with. What I'm really, really was really disappointed in was what the hell happened offensively, and especially in that second half. I don't recall when the last time I've seen he got knocked down eight times, and when you can't even make a first down, you can't convert on third down, and this is your first league game, and you have no way, you make no adjustments. That is bad, folks. That is real bad, and that better get fixed. And you know what? We got Monday night football with the Eagles coming in. We had a shot to win that game yesterday. We should win this game because the Bears have the second easiest schedule in the National Football League. And if they can get their stuff together and have the ability on offense to adjust, get the running game going, and get White, our receiver, you know what? He's 6'3". Weighs about 215, and the kid can flat out fly. If we can get his head into the game, we'll be okay.
Yes, and I think I agree.
Did you hear that, Ro? We're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I know that Jeremy Langford, actually, I mean, didn't have a whole lot of line support, but I thought he had a couple. He moves well. I like watching him because I think he's got that ability. If he gets free, he'll get away from you. Although Matt Forte had a good day yesterday with the New York Jets, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's great. Okay.
For him.
OB, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
okay,
OB.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, OB. Have a good day.
All right, there he is. There's OB.
They love Bears fans, though. I was following social media. I was watching the game, and you know they scored first, and everyone's like, "Yeah, this team is better than I thought. They're going to the Super Bowl."
Well, the way they started was absolutely ideal. They picked off Osweiler. They score a touchdown. The special teams, they even had a huge return on the punt. So that it was a tale of two teams yesterday. It really was. But as OB said, and Ro, you said it, to me it was John Fox and his staff completely out-coached yesterday. I mean,
Brock?
Completely. When you see a team look that different in the second half, adjustments, as OB just said, I think mm-hmm. that's the biggest thing. And the Bears didn't adjust. The Texans did. And
in the second half, Brock Osweiler looked like the son of Tom Brady.
and his godfather was Peyton Manning.
Right. Exactly.
You know, he really was.
It was. If Peyton Manning and Tom Brady had a baby, right. It would have been Brock Osweiler in the second half. You're saying, I was like, he's not that good.
Right.
Right? I mean, he was the backup quarterback in Denver.
Well, and you had him.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
Had him rattled.
I gotta go. I gotta go. Violetta?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you noticed that everything's kind of getting to me a little today?
No, you seem fine.
No.
Just like fine. The Bears seem okay.
Oh, they're fine. I like when Opie goes, no, they're going to be fine. No, they're not. No, they're not.